Hello, everyone. I am Laura Dierda, an editor-in-chief with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I am pleased to be joined by our guest, Bob Siegert, Chairman and CEO of Athena Health, as we discuss the health IT landscape and what to expect from Athena Health in the future. Bob, thank you so much for joining us today. To start off, please introduce yourself and provide a little background on yourself.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Laura. It's a pleasure to be on this podcast today speaking with Becker. So as a brief introduction, I'm a longtime technology and services executive over the last 20, 25 years. Most recently, over the last decade or so, have been in the private equity world. And this is actually the fourth company that I've had the privilege to lead as a CEO.
Great. And thank you so much again for being here, Bob. What is your core focus today as CEO of Athena Health?
Yeah, we're all about really trying to express and drive energy around our vision, which is to create a thriving ecosystem that delivers accessible, high quality, and sustainable healthcare for all. We're really about trying to fundamentally change the way the U.S. healthcare system operates. You know, we think that there's issues that exist, and frankly, we think those issues exist because of fragmentation in the industry. And we believe that fragmentation is the enemy, and that the lack of the ability to kind of have complete interoperability between platforms and sharing of data to actually give physicians the information that they need at the point of care to better serve patients is a key issue. And our focus is to try to drive a platform that can drive that interoperability, that can drive the data analytics, that can drive the insights with proven expertise into our customers such that they can better serve their clients. And that's what Athena is about, and that's what we're going to be about as we go forward.
I understand Athena Health is also focusing on its EHR, specifically for physician offices in the outpatient setting. How are you innovating in that space?
Well, look, we are focused on the outpatient setting. It's been a big primary market for Athena as the company has grown up. We're continuing to try to improve several things in that area. One, we believe that clinical workflows need to be better, and the EHR industry can't be satisfied with having an EHR that our customers don't hate. We actually have to have an EHR that physicians can use and actually think that it provides value for them. So we're really focused on trying to improve those clinical workflows to try to make sure that we have the right interoperable data so that physicians can continue to do their jobs better and serve patients better. And, you know, we're also focused on trying to drive important improvements in machine learning and AI and data analytics such that we can drive increasing levels of innovation, you know, across our overall market. So really focused on workflows, really focused on unleashing the power of the data that sits within the network and doing so in a way that allows actually better outcomes, including, you know, accessibility, better quality, and more sustainable healthcare.
How are you thinking about the combination of Verint and Athena Health product families?
Well, we have two amazing companies that we've brought together. The Verint's business coming out of General Electric with its Centricity business solutions, primarily focused on large ambulatory care practices as well as the acute care model, particularly within RevCycle, combined with Athena Health, a SaaS-based platform coming from primarily the front door of medicine, but increasingly exposed and investing in specialty workflows, you really have two great businesses that are highly complementary. And our goal is to leverage that Athena Health network, this nimble, scalable, SaaS-based platform, as our core go-to-market focus going into the future. Now, with that, we are committed to and will continue to invest and are investing significantly in the core Verint product set, particularly Centricity Practice Solutions, as well as Centricity Business. And we actually see the Centricity Business product being our solution in the acute care setting, particularly on the RCM side. In fact, you know, we're investing significant dollars in R&D, you know, across all of our platforms, over $240 million of R&D we're spending every year. We're investing specifically in customer success managers across all of our Verint's classic customer sets. So we're putting energy and effort into serving those customers better. And we're going to be working to evolve those platforms and learn from each other as we try to create the best kind of combined platform for the market moving forward. So we're excited about the combination. We're excited about the potential. of the two businesses coming together, and we think that both sides have a lot to learn from each other. And this is, you know, to kind of use a cliche, this is definitely a situation where I think, you know, 1+1 does equal more than 2 for our customers, and we're starting to see that in terms of our, you know, overall attrition performance from customers. And, you know, our attrition is dramatically reduced. We're seeing real strength in our bookings performance as well. So the business performing quite well as these two businesses come together.
That's fascinating. Thank you so much for going through that. Now, who are AthenaHealth's most beneficial partners today? And looking strategically into the future, what do you envision new partnerships will look like?
Well, look, one of the things that we're very focused on, and it's back to this whole interoperability and ecosystem platform that we're trying to build. We want to be, and we believe we are, the most open, interconnected network in healthcare IT today, and we want to continue to enhance that. We were innovators with the marketplace, the More Disruption Please program that Athena had introduced into the marketplace. We have roughly 300 partners that are on that, and we want to see that grow extensively over the next several years. We believe that adding value to our clients doesn't just come from the work that we do and our $240+ million of R&D every year, but we also think it comes from enabling partners and third parties to connect into our ecosystem using our SaaS-based tools, using our data lake, to be able to provide ancillary services that enhance value for our customers as well. So we expect to continue to drive that marketplace and that platform. We're working with partners in a variety of areas, from care quality and care management plans to data analytics tools to patient intake tools as well. And basically all of the things that enable a doctor, a physician, and their practice to run more efficiently and effectively, whether that's in the scheduling and upfront kind of yield management of their practice, all the way through to, you know, the patient experience when they walk in the door, to their ability to interact efficiently and effectively with the EHR, and then all the way back into any customer support or claims related issues on the back end. And we're using partners across that entire spectrum to enhance value and to build this dynamic ecosystem with AthenaNet at the center of that ecosystem.
Where do you see the biggest opportunity for AthenaHealth to grow in the future?
Well, first of all, I think we're in a great position. The ambulatory care market is a very competitive market. It's a growing market. We see, at least from our perspective, increasing volume in the ambulatory care market. Procedures are tending to move out of hospitals. I mean, if you think about it from a consumer standpoint, a lot of consumers would rather not have a service done in a hospital if it can be done with equal efficacy at home or in a clinic setting. You know, that's enabled by clinical advances with procedures, so we can move more and more of that work out of the hospital. So we see an overall growth in the ambulatory care market, and we're extremely well positioned there. Our strength has been in the front door of medicine. So think about the OBGYNs, the pediatricians, the internists, the primary care physicians. That's been our kind of core historical strength, but we're increasingly expanding into adjacent areas of specialty focus. So a huge orthopedics practice that we see dynamically growing. We have strength in gastrointestinal. You're going to see us ever more focused on the FQHC market, where we have a strong position, and then also into ambulatory surgery centers as we continue to leverage and build out, you know, our overall capabilities. I think the other area where you'll see us growing is as we transform Athena and realize the potential of this strategic asset, this SaaS-based platform, and our data lake and the interoperability nature of this platform into better data analytics. You know, it's all about the information, and it's not just the information that sits within the physician practice. It's also the information that sits with the payers. You know, and if you think about it, who knows the most about you as a patient? It's not always your primary care physician, because lots of people see physicians out of network. They'll go to an emergency clinic. They'll have a procedure done with a specialist, and that doesn't necessarily always get back to the primary care physician. But what does happen is those claims get processed, and that information that sits with the payers is critical. So we will increasingly see ourselves partnering with those payers, as well as the other elements of the provider community, to bring that data together through our data lake, through our data assets, to be able to then mine that data and to be able to understand how to improve care and improve outcomes. So it's going to be critically important for us to partner with the payers as part of the overall ecosystem to extend that value and improve our ability to actually make real-world changes with the data that's present. So you're going to see us focusing on these specialty workflows. You're going to see us focusing on the front door and growing there. And you're going to see us really expanding our presence with payers in the data analytics space. So that's probably a long-winded answer, but a lot of passion for the ability for this business to really help fundamentally change healthcare and fundamentally to help drive accessibility, quality, and sustainability for everyone in the United States.
That's some great insights and lofty goals. As we wrap up here, what is your best advice for leaders in the healthcare space?
Well, what I would say is simply this, you know, don't be afraid to be innovative. Don't be afraid to look at things differently. I think, you know, one of the advantages, at least that I feel as I've come into this industry, is I get to ask all the silly questions that people who may be longtime healthcare industry veterans or advocates sometimes don't feel like they can ask. And I would just challenge leaders in healthcare to number one, to be innovative and to think differently and to not assume that the same old solution or something that's been tried before won't work again. And I would just encourage the entire industry to drive that kind of innovative mindset and to not think, hey, if it wasn't invented in healthcare, it can't be applied. So I think that's one key point. I think the second key point for leaders in healthcare is to really understand who we're serving and what we're trying to do. And the mission for us and the mission for healthcare shouldn't be about just how we make money. Of course, good businesses have to make money so that we can invest in our mission and invest in our products. But it's got to be, what is that patient experience? How do we improve how our services are used and delivered, the value that's created? It can't just be about business outcomes. It has to be about patient outcomes and physician outcomes. And I think if we as an industry could get much more focused on what it means to deliver a delighted customer and consumer experience, that we'll all benefit as we move forward. And finally, Laura, I'd just like to thank you again and Becker's again for the opportunity to have a chance to be part of this podcast. Really appreciate what you're doing in the marketplace, and hopefully your listeners and subscribers will find our conversation valuable.
Thank you, Bob, for your time today and sharing your insight and experience with us. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Athena Health. You can tune in to more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.